Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Rav Yehuda ben Lakish Omer. Rav Yehuda ben Lakish Omer, Shnaim Shebo El Adayin, Echad Rach, Echad Chazak, Ad Shelo Yishama Divriyem, Roshay Lo Yimar Lahen, Eini Nizkak Lachem, Shem Yizchai Vachazak, Vei Chazak, Oy Voy. Mishu Shama Divriyem, Eini Roshay Lo Yimar Lahen, Eini Nizkak Lachem,
If two people came before a judge, one was gentle and one was tough, before he has heard their words, he can refuse to judge them, because he might need to rule against the tough one, who will then become his enemy. But once he's heard their words, he can no longer refuse to judge them, because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin, do not be afraid, tagu, of any man.
The question is, Rav Shur ben Karcha asks, if a person was sitting with a judge and he saw a merit for the poor one and a liability for the rich one, where is the source that he should not be silent? Shneema, and it's our pasuk, lo tagu mipnei ish, al tachnis devarecha mipnei ish. The pasuk says, do not tagu from any man, means we expound the root of the word oge, which means to store up. Don't store up inside yourself a valid claim before any man. The judges have to know who are they judging and before whom they are judging, and the witnesses have to know who they are testifying about and before whom they are testifying, before the one who created the world, because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Yudtes Pasuk Yud Zayin, then the two men between whom the dispute exists will stand before Hashem. And now the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Pei Beis, in Pasuk Aleph, Hashem, Elohim means God, stands in the congregation of God. V'chin Yehoshaphat, Oymer L'Shoftim, Ro Ma'atim Oisim, Ki Lola Adam Tishpatu, Ki L'Hashem, V'chi Esher L'Basav Adam L'Dun Im Bayroi, Es Bayroi, Ela Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Amris Jihei L'Ruven, Me'adina, L'Shimon V'Loi Klum, And similarly, Yehoshaphat tells the judges in Divrei Yomim, base in Perek Yotef and Pasuk Vav, see what you are doing because you don't judge for a man but for Hashem. Can a human judge his creator? Rather, Hashem says, I said that Reuven should have 100 dinars and Shimon should have nothing, and you're taking from one and giving to the other, and I have to follow the ruling, even though, so to speak, it's against my will. Tani, we have a b'risa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hadin b'shloisha u'pshara b'shnayim. Yofakech ha'pshara mikrech hadin, sh'shnayim sh'donu yuchayim lachzor behen, v'shnayim sh'pishru ein yuchayim lachzor behen. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, judgment is with three judges, and compromise are with two. Compromise is stronger than judgment, because two who made a judgment can retract, but two who made a compromise cannot retract.